podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scouts. You thought last week's Q&A was carnage, it's even more carnage this week. Obviously our thoughts are with all those affected by COVID, but in terms of pure FPL, it's chaos, isn't it, Sam?
I mean, what even is our lives right now? Like, I'm looking at my fantasy team thinking I might have a bench or I might have eight players.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at that as well. I mean, not only have we got the, you know, the confirmed United game, you've got all these rumours going around of City and Leeds, COVID outbreaks there, COVID outbreaks in Aston Villa as well, potentially, Martinez.
No confirmation about Concert. Spurs.
No confirmation about Spurs. It is, yeah, there's so many kind of uncertainties at the moment. It's really, really hard to plan and work out what we're doing. So, yeah, our job is almost impossible today to try and answer some of these questions, but we will obviously do the best we can. Just before we get into it, I just want to talk about So Rare, as we do each week. If you haven't taken part in the So Rare Academy yet, it's a really good time to get involved in it. Essentially, it's a almost like a trading card game, but online, and the cards have kind of real values. So you can buy and trade them with other players and sort of get involved in that way. That's actual So Rare. The So Rare Academy is a kind of a Fantasy Football Scout partnership with So Rare to provide a free way of learning the ropes, essentially. So if you're interested in So Rare and you want to build a team looking at all the cards that are available and you can win real cards as well, then head over to So Rare Academy. The link is in the description below. Right, deep breath, Sam. Deep breath. Let's get into this.
Let's go.
Yeah, so
let's try and help people when we can't help ourselves.
I mean, last week I was very, very wrong about Vardy and Wilson, who I was kind of advising everyone to keep. You were very adamant Vardy to Ronaldo was a good move, and it kind of was in the short term, and then COVID hit.
That's
not really your fault. I was right about Chelsea, though. I said they'd concede. So, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, well, I think we were both talking about not having double ups. And actually, with what's happening right now, the not having a double up,
I know,
it seems even more the right thing because, you know, you're losing the game and it's just, it kills you, doesn't it? Like, goodness. I'm quite lucky with this Manchester United one. I've only got Ronaldo. So from that perspective, like this time last week when we lost that Spurs game, I had four because I had the spare keeper as well. So I was in a much worse place then. This one out. It's not.
I mean, you know, people who've tried to be, you know, maybe people who aren't doing so well in the rankings have seen this United, you know, run as being a great one to target. Yeah. The likes of Sancho, Rashford, Dallo, De Gea, Ronaldo. Got in three players and you get burned by this. It's a savage.
I was really close result. To going for De Gea last week.
Yeah,
really close.
Yeah, I know, it's really tough. So get your comments in. I'm just going to kind of pick them at random as we go. If you really want us to answer your question, send us a super chat and I'll make sure those ones are answered. A nice comment to start with, Toby Lang. This is the FPL show I look forward to the most behind Andy's content. Great chemistry and really knowledgeable. Sam is just too funny. Pookie party.
Nobody's ever said I'm funny.
Oh, there you go. That's from Toby Lang.
There you are.
You've got a fan. Sam's stand-up coming next week. Andrew Turton. Hi, guys. I wondered if we'd get this today. Yeah. We got it in somehow. So much to talk about. Is it worth transferring Ronaldo out? I'm down to a team of 10 with Cancelo and Ron out and flags on three more and just one free transfer. I mean, this is kind of the big question, isn't it? I mean, Cancelo and Ronaldo, kind of what to do with those two. Because you want them going forward.
Yes.
But also you want points kind of in the short term. So what would you do with Ronaldo?
I mean, I'm holding him. I'm going to hold him. I think because I want him long term, that was a transfer in I did for a significant period of time, not just for, you know, a couple of game weeks. We don't have any confirmation of who either it is that's got COVID at Manchester United. And obviously we've seen from Spurs that the training facilities have reopened there. So they are back in training. Might that happen with Manchester United? Might they be back in training before the weekend? Therefore, might this just be a one game? Yes. Could he be one of the ones affected? Well, we don't know. So it's a tough call. And on the basis that we can't be sure how long he'd be out for, I will hold him and wait for news for the weekend.
Well, I mean, the big question is, who do you get? I was thinking about taking him out and I was thinking, you know, even if I'm getting in a player, you know, for a couple of weeks or even 1 week, the strikers potentially have the biggest upside to them. And I'm looking at the options and I'm thinking, like, probably Watkins is the best one. If you could pick any striker this week, who would you go for?
In training too, so you're probably safest with Watkins. I don't think you could go Kane or Vardy on the basis that we haven't had actual confirmation about what's happening with that game on Thursday night. And we won't, because there's no press conferences for them until post the deadline tonight. So you can't go with them. I suppose you could potentially go with Lukaku, but then the Chelsea press conference isn't till after the deadline as well. So that feels risky. Plus, he's not started a game yet.
Nope.
Watkins for me feels like the only one that you would potentially want to risk going to. And then I think the problem is you'll have is that once Manchester United start playing again, you're going to want Ronaldo back. So then it's another transfer just to change it back again.
I know. I mean,
I'd do one of the flags instead. If you've got flags on players, I'd change them out instead and bench Ronaldo this week.
I agree. I think Ronaldo is a hold because we just don't have enough information. And if there was someone with a really, really good fixture this week who I really wanted, I think the closest one I would move to would be Lukaku, just for the potential upside. But yeah, you'd be looking at taking him probably straight out again afterwards. Yeah. And like you say, he hasn't started a game in ages. So it's a big risk. And I think this isn't really... I've got an article coming out today where I'm kind of weighing up risk and reward and, you know, safe options. Because I've got two things I'm planning. A really, really safe and boring move, or quite a exciting rogue move. Yeah. But you kind of... Is this the time to be taking rogue moves when everything's so shambolic?
I mean, Maybe it is. Because everyone's going to be in the same boat. Like, we're not talking about a club that's lowly invested in. Like, you know... Spurs, when that game got called off, there wasn't loads of people invested in those Spurs assets. And the same with Brighton. They're not exactly like the clubs that everyone was clamouring to have. Sanchez, the most popular of them all. And with Manchester United, they are heavily owned, you know, particularly the likes of Ronaldo. Mm. He's a key player for us as FPL managers. So people are going to be taking hits this week. You know, we've got Livramento even as flag. So people that have got benches, suddenly the benches are gone.
Hasn't trained, apparently, Livramento. Very unlikely he's going to play, I think.
So if he's not going to play, Cancelo can't play because he's suspended, and you're going to bench Ronaldo, you've now got nobody to play. So people will be taking hits this week. And as a result of that, maybe actually this is the time to go, do you know what? I forgot to take a hit anyway. Let's have fun with it.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of bringing in Martinelli and Foden.
I mean, that is a bit of a hit.
That is a hit, and that is two players who could easily not play, and then I'm down to like six. So that's the kind of thing
Martinelli.
I'm talking about. Martinelli and Foden.
I mean, it could be genius.
Well, this is what I mean.
Or you could get 0-0 or 1-1.
I know. Oh, God, I don't know. Anyway, Paul Spencer 007. I remember Paul Spencer 007. Name's Spencer. Yeah. Paul Spencer, nice. Hey, as a Sam, would you do Ronaldo and Bissouma out for King and Sterling? Sterling's an interesting one for a -4. King would be first on the bench. What? You'd have a bench.
What, a bench this week?
Wow.
I wish I had a bench. You're going to have to wait for news on City, aren't you? Because if the rumours are true and there's a problem at City, then
game's tonight. Surely they can't cancel it now at the last minute, can they?
It depends on how many players they've got.
Assuming the game's on,
even if the game's on, if they've got COVID issues, we want to try and wait as long as possible to see who those COVID issues are.
Yeah. Well, Pep said yesterday that they're all fit. Everyone's fit, bar Torres.
Well, yeah, I know he did. But then suddenly we've got this like horrendous news that...
I like that move in assuming no issues. You know, Sterling is a really nice differential, I think, at the moment with Leeds and Newcastle ahead. Obviously, there's worries about his minutes, but that's what you're buying into with City. King's, and you know, you're essentially swapping Ronaldo for Sterling and upgrading Bissouma to King and giving yourself a bench option. So I like that move personally.
I do like it. I really like the King. I've got Josh King, who's been unlucky the last couple of weeks not to return. I just worry that in a week's time you're gonna want Ronaldo back again, and then you're taking it's another two transfers to take it back. So I guess if you're doing it, you have to be happy to do that for at least the next two game weeks, and so therefore until the end of this week, and then look to make the changes back again the week after. But I think if you go with Sterling and he performs, or you've bought Josh King in and he starts performing, then it's going to be a struggle to then swap him out for Ronaldo.
Yeah. Ted asks if I'm feeling all right. I assume because of my my Martinelli and Foden move. Oh, come on, I'll add that. I'd be swapping Rafinha and Mbomo to Martinelli and Foden. I could just move for Bernardo Silva for free, but I prefer Foden going forward. I think it's, you know, he's 6% owned. I think he can outscore Bernardo by 4 points anyway. And then Martinelli, I just think he's 5.2. He started the last three games. He could play up front now where Aubameyang is, you know, stripped of captaincy and out the side, playing well on the left anyway.
Yeah, not playing, right, this week.
I think Martinelli could be the next bandwagon. That's my feeling. And I don't want to get on him when he's already a bandwagon. You know, I'm trying to preempt it. But it might be a bit much at this stage. We've had a super chat, Kate Muppet, hoping, not you know, the name I'm sure doesn't reflect the person. Have Triple United, Cancelo, Broya, Livramento, Sanchez. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Only eight players. Any suggestions? Oh, well, it's one of those ones which is kind of a deal. You deal with the biggest
the
problems.
Worst. Yeah.
Right? I don't think Cancelo is, you know, I think you keep Cancelo because you probably got value tied up in him. I think you've got to deal with your Triple United, really.
And who are they going to be? Are they going to be Ronaldo, a midfielder, and Dallo, I would have thought.
Yeah, or De Gea, Dallo, and Ronaldo. That was my thought.
She's got Sanchez, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I suppose you could have two goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Unlike
two goalkeepers, you've got Sanchez and De Gea, and both rumoured to be out.
If you got a Manchester United midfielder, that would be what I would do. That would be the priority transfer for me. Mm. Swapping the Manchester United midfielder for somebody like Mount or Bernardo or Foden, that's what I would. That would be the priority move. That would give you nine. And then who else was in there?
Broya. So Broya's an easy move to King or Dennis, probably.
Yeah, I'd probably do those two and leave it like that. And just get to 10.
That gets you 10 with a minus 4. Yeah.
Doesn't get you a goalkeeper, but then do you want to take a hit for a keeper? Probably not.
Then you're potentially going with 9 if Livramento doesn't play as well.
Might get lucky. You never know. If they've got, I mean, like I used to have, you might just get a steal for Sanchez if you've got that. So
I think getting 9 set out probably isn't the end of the world. I think I agree with you. Broya to King, United midfielder, assuming you have a United midfielder to City midfielder or Mount. I think that's probably the way to go.
Or Bowen, if you really want to.
Or Bowen, or someone like that. But yeah, just accept that this week is going to be really difficult. And there's probably going to be a couple of players that do really well. And if you haven't got them, you get a red arrow.
It feels like it's going to be that.
Yeah, it really does. Let's have a look at some of the other
comments. This is the week that Klopp's going to bench Salah as well, isn't it? And we're all going to just be like,
oh, I know. You can just, or Trent or someone, just, yeah.
You can imagine him doing it. Like, we'd all just be there going, right, well, at least we can count on our Liverpool boys, and then Klopp goes mental.
I know. Well, I've got Smith Rowe as well. And you know,
oh, I have too.
They played so well without him in the side. I'm hoping he comes back in, but you never know. They could keep the same side and...
Don't say that, because I really do need him to come back.
So do I.
So do I.
I can't be having any passengers this week. No. Alan H, what about Gabriel Jesus for Leeds and Newcastle? Lots of talk that he's a minute's risk, yet in the same breath people talk up Foden and Sterling. Well, I mean that is a good point. I mean
they're all minutes risks is the reality, so it's just which one you want to take a risk on.
I just think assuming they all get similar minutes, you know, you're looking at Jesus, Sterling and Foden. I think Sterling and Foden are just so far superior in terms of...
They'll outscore him, I think, over the next two. If you look at the next two game weeks, if they all three of them got 60 minutes in both games, the midfielders would outscore Jesus, would be my feeling.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus has got two goals this season, 6 assists. He got off to a really good start, you know, two double digits in his first three.
Yeah.
And then it's just been pretty awful. Whereas, you know, he's playing out on the wing. It looks like they're this kind of triage that they've got of you know, Bernardo, Foden and whoever's on the left, whether it be Grealish, although he's getting into great positions but not scoring, or Sterling. They're the ones that I kind of want to invest in. And I just don't think there's a spot for Jesus, really. This could be the week that Mahrez comes in as well. I don't think Jesus has got it properly nailed down that right wing spot. I still don't know if he is like first choice on that right wing for them. It could be Foden we see there, for example, with Sterling, you know, false nine, and then Grealish on the left.
Yeah.
That right wing spot is just a bit problematic. I wouldn't go near Jesus personally.
No, I tend to agree.
Neil Shah, thanks for the super chat. Two red flags in my defence this week, Cancelo and Pinnock. Oh, yeah, that's annoying. Looking to move Pinnock and Vardy on for a -4, but no forwards and defenders look attractive. Well, I will give you a recommendation for a defender that I really like the look of. I think he's a little bit more expensive than Pinnock, but maybe you've got some cash in the bank. I really like Matty Cash.
Yeah, at Villa. Matty Cash was going to be my choice. Yeah,
I think Cash is the one. I'm looking at potentially making a defender move this week, and Cash is
target as well. If you really want to go rogue, target stats aren't bad. They're not as good as Cash is, but they aren't bad.
Target's a bit cheaper at 4.7 in terms of
We're going to have some money if you free up Vardy, right? So
yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I just think if you look at their stats, I was looking at their stats earlier. I think Target's slightly better creative, but Cash is really getting in the penalty area. Yeah. He's getting a lot of touches. They're looking to get him more involved in and around the box. And I think with the fixtures Villa have got, they've got Norwich, Burnley, then Chelsea, but then Leeds, Brentford. You know, that's four good games in the next five. Gerrard's tightened them up. I think getting in Cash is a good move. In terms of forwards, yeah, good luck, Sam. Who are you advising?
Well, you could go Watkins, but then you put in double Villa, and again, there's the question marks over whether you want to do that. If you don't already have a Watford forward, then going with Josh King feels like a very sensible option right now. I would just be taking him right down, because to be honest, there isn't anyone around the Vardy price that I would want to be invested in. So I'd drop him right down to one of those mid-priced guys. You could even go Antonio if you want. The West Ham fixtures are starting to look nice again. So Antonio, Watkins, King, depending upon who you've already got, they would be the three that I'd be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, the other kind of like sort of more left field names are someone like Lacazette, for example, scored the goal, but I know, 5 starts this season. I mean, 2 goals, but
it's not inspiring, though, is it?
It's not inspiring, and you don't want him long term, I wouldn't have thought. I mean, they have got decent games coming up. They've got Leeds and Norwich, you know, after the West Ham game, London Derby, yeah, could be goals in that. I'm just trying to think of, like, you know, just people who are a little bit kind of left field, but there isn't really any. I mean, we talked about Lukaku.
Could go Huang with Jimenez suspended for this week.
You could go Huang, but going into this game week, Huang is the worst statistically
against
the worst striker.
Sanchez-less Brighton with no dunk.
Yeah. I mean, but then you're stuck with him. This is the problem. Like, you're just stuck with him again.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And actually, you know, if there's some people in the chat saying there's confirmation that the Spurs-Leicester game is going ahead.
Hurrah!
I do feel, in a way, if it does go ahead.
Because I've got Ollie Skip coming off the bench.
Vardy isn't a bad pick. I wouldn't mind having Vardy against Spurs. We don't know what state the squad's going to be in. You know, loads of COVID issues.
Either of them. Both of them have got COVID issues.
They have, but Leicester still put out a strong squad against
we don't have, and we haven't still really had confirmation. I've just celebrated Ollie Skip, but actually, he was one of the ones that was on the rumoured having COVID list. Yeah, and we haven't got confirmation from Conte, and we're not going to have before the deadline as to exactly which Spurs players are affected. And which ones are available. Ryan Mason was back at the training ground yesterday, and he was on that list as well, though. So either he's returned a negative test and therefore been able to go back, or the list is wrong. So let's see. I don't know. My personal opinion is that Leicester played the best I've seen them play without Jamie Vardy at the weekend.
Yeah, but it was against Newcastle.
It was against Newcastle, but I thought they were so much better.
But was that down to Daka? That was much more to do with Tielemans coming back and Maddison having like a great game. I think Vardy would have got a couple of goals. I mean, Daka's goal was just a poach. You know, Maddison just squared, or Tielemans was just squared it to him.
They're just inconsistent, aren't they, Leicester? That's my problem.
Oh,
with,
incredibly.
Particularly Vardy as well. Like, he is so either brilliant or nothing. Like,
I would sell him. You would sell Vardy for a hit this week if that game goes.
Is it for a hit?
Well, that's what he's thinking about, Vardy and Pinnock out. That was the question.
If I couldn't upgrade the defender without taking somebody else out, then yeah, I probably would. Because I don't feel like going to somebody like King or Watkins is a downgrade on Vardy.
No, I suppose not. I guess, yeah. I'm not really sold on Watkins. Really. I think I feel a bit like him about you do about Vardy. I think... I think he's an okay option, but
he's going to play tonight.
He's going to play
points
tonight.
On the board.
And it is against Norwich. Ings coming back. I just want to see what happens when Ings comes in and what Gerrard does. I don't think he's going to go to a 4-4-2. I think he's going to ship Watkins out left and stick with a 4-3-3.
Mm,
I think Buendia will be interesting. I mean, I'm excited to see. You know, I think Gerrard was talking up Buendia, said that he wasn't quite fit to start. But Suchat's flying in, so we better carry on. We've had one from Mina Sidom. Hi, guys. I went early for Cristiano Ronaldo. Oh, Mina, why? Why have you done that? You're in good company, though. Simon March did as well. Got him in early. Come on, guys. No early transfers awful at the moment. You can see what's going on. I have Cancelo, Dalot, Livramento, Smith-Rowe. I also have Huang, two City mids, nothing in the bank. What should be the focus for minus
four? Huang's not an issue this week.
No, Huang's definitely not an issue.
Don't worry about him this week. Worry about him next week.
Smith-Rowe isn't.
I think Smith-Rowe's fine. He'll get some minutes.
I think you're too...
I don't think you can take out Ronaldo if you've just brought him in. So he's going to have to wait it out on the bench. So who was left in that list? Brojo and who?
No, not Brojo. Dalot, Livramento.
Dalot and Livramento.
I think Dalot probably, out of those. Anything's going to be for a hit. That's the problem. I think, again, if you can do Dalot to Cat... Oh, no, nothing in the bank. Nothing in the bank. Can't even get target.
You'd have to take them both out. It'd be a minus eight.
Yeah.
You'd have to go to Brandon Williams and target.
Oh, not for a minus eight. You can't do that. I think, Mienna, you just have to take this game.
You could go to Brandon Williams. You could take one of them to Williams, who's going to play tonight.
For a minus four.
But it's for a minus four and he's not keeping a clean sheet.
And you don't want Brandon Williams. I'd rather have Dalot.
No, so I think the best bet, because I don't think there's anyone in that squad that's really... No. You've got two that are likely to play. You got one that's definitely not, two that definitely, and then Livramento, I don't think he's going to play. I think you just have to roll with it and just take what you get.
You could maybe, because you won't be losing any money on Ronaldo, I wouldn't have thought. So you could, you might, because he's gone up 0.1. So you can't even do Ronaldo to Watkins, because then if you want Ronaldo back, you can't even move easily back for him.
I
just don't think you can do anything. I think you've just, the zone says Cash is on 4 yellow cards. That's annoying.
No. Yeah, he is on 4 yellow. There's a few of them as well that are on 4 yellow cards. At the
James is as well, isn't he?
Bridget,
yeah.
I mean, imagine they all get booked this week. The weekend, we're all going, oh gosh.
Oh God. Oh, I was going to get, I didn't realise about his yellow cards. I was doing all that research on Cash. I didn't even check his cards. Kenan Lightbender. I really hope your surname is Lightbender. That's a great surname. Is a keeper transfer worth a hit? I have De Gea, Ronaldo, Broya, Livramento, Emerson Royale.
Oh.
And Cancelo, my backup keeper is injured as well. So is it worth a hit to take De Gea out? I would say no. I think De Gea is still probably the best goalkeeping option going forward, assuming United's fixtures get back on track. I wouldn't take him out for a hit.
No, I don't think I would either. I prioritise doing something with the players that are out and get some outfield players who are likely to return more than the keeper is.
Royale out. Although if the Spurs game's going ahead, I guess you kind of keep him.
He this is where the Spurs game going ahead is problematic for us, because the press conference is after and we don't know who's in and who's out. And we don't know who's got COVID and who hasn't got COVID for definite. Royale was on the original list, but whether it's true or not, and whether he's back or not. I
think if you've got Broya... Or Armstrong or Adams or any of the Southampton strikers that are all injured, you just do Broya to Dennis or King. I think that, even for a hit, I think that's a nice, easy move.
Yeah.
But it is trickier.
The rest of them, you're just going to have to cross your fingers and hope, I think.
Well, yeah. Royale, Livramento. You're not going to obviously get De Gea, Ronaldo or Cancelo.
You have to hope you get one of them.
Well, you can't get De Gea. You could get Livramento or Royale. Yeah. Oh, tricky one. I wouldn't do De Gea out for a hit.
No, I don't think I would either.
And I wouldn't do the backup.
Not for a goalkeeper.
No.
What's he got? He's got to get more than a clean sheet for that to be worth it.
Yeah. No, I agree. Sanjay Shenoy, Ronnie and Reguilon to Watkins and Cash for a minus four. If the Brighton game against United goes through, then I can go from Wilson to Ronaldo for game week 18.
That doesn't feel too bad.
No. Reguilon to Cash. I mean, if Spurs game goes ahead, would you still do Reguilon to Cash? It's basically Reguilon to Cash for a minus four.
The thing is that Reguilon I don't think does have COVID because he's been quite active on his story. So I think he's okay. I don't know that though, to be clear, before everyone starts shouting at me that I've said this and then it's not
which
true.
They will.
Which they will. But I think he, I don't think he's not, he hasn't come up in those conversations and he was injured, but now he's had an extra week of time to recover from that injury because he obviously didn't play the Brighton game. So I actually think that Reguilón could be quite a good pick for this week if he's fit and available. So would you want to take him out for a hit?
I definitely wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't do Reguilón's cash for a hit if the Leicester game's on.
No, because yeah, and Spurs fixtures are still right after Leicester.
You could potentially do Ronaldo to Watkins if you've got the money to get Ronaldo back for game week 18. I think that's an awful pick. Like we've talked about Watkins a few times, he's probably the one that I'd get. And we got another question while we're here from Archie Kidd. Gamble on Ings or just go for Watkins?
This is not the week for gambles.
Well, you just told me it is the week for gambles.
Not on Ings. Like, is he going to bring Ings straight back in? Like, so for you, you're talking about players that are fit, available, played a bit last time. Like, do you know what I mean? You're not talking about taking a hit for a player that's been out injured for what feels like about 8 years with Danny Ings.
He's only missed three games. Amazing.
But it feels like more. Forever, doesn't it? And so is he going to... They've been doing really well, Aston Villa. Is he going to just change up systems and move things around? Is he going to put him straight back in? Could he bring him in for more just bits of time? I wouldn't be taking a risk on Danny Ings when I could just go Watkins.
Yeah. I think if you're doing it for 1 week, I think Watkins is the one to go for. I think if you're going to get Ronaldo out and then you're not going to get him back or you're not planning on getting him back straight away, I'd go for Ings. I think Ings is going to be the better long-term hold than Watkins. So I think they're the same price now, 7.6, 7.7. But if it's purely for 1 week and then you're getting Ronaldo back, I don't think you can risk Ings. I think you get Watkins, like you say. Excuse me. There's another one. Noam Jacoby. Gundogan. God, another one, another doubt. Gundogan out for a -4.
Well, Pep said everyone's fine. So, do we trust Pep? Gundogan, I don't think you can take him out for a -4.
No,
can you
can't.
If it was free, I'd say, yeah, if you want to. But for a -4, I'm not sure you can take Gundogan out.
I mean, the other players, Noam's got a Salah, Jota, Bernardo and Bowen. So his midfield's in fairly good. He's good shape.
Yeah, it's good shape.
I would leave Gundogan. And just hope he plays. I don't think you can take him out for a -4. What if he starts against Leeds or Newcastle? You're going to be.
And the thing is, you know, the reality is, if you don't take a hit this week, you're already a bit up.
Yeah.
So don't take an unnecessary hit.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. It's 5:30. I'm going to have to end it in a second because I need to prep for team news, which is coming at 3:00. with Neil. That's going to be another fun one.
What's Neil going to say today?
Oh my God.
I hope he's got his crystal ball out for the managers that he hasn't listened to yet. Speaking tomorrow.
You know, like the Sky advert with Jeff Stelling, where he's looking at like 30 monitors and his like seats like spinning around. That's how I imagine Neil is today. Just
that's what Neil's house looked like.
Yeah.
In Neil's house, there's just like walls of monitors and all he does is sit there. Like,
I can imagine
him
smoking a pipe. You
it's
know?
Like the Truman Show. But he's got cameras on every manager.
Yeah.
That's Neil's house.
That's great. Yeah, that's exactly what
that's what he does. Like. Occasionally he speaks to them as well through a little hidden microphone. And he goes, can you make sure you play Livramento this week when they're asleep? So it gets in their head.
Oh, that's clever. Like Inception.
Yeah. And it planted the seed. And then the next thing you know, Livramento's starting even with a massive gashed leg.
Just blood like pouring out as he's trying to run. I had to start him. I saw it in a dream. He's gonna score a hat trick.
None of this is true, everybody. None of this is true.
We've lost our mind. Oh, we've had one more super chat. Thank you for saving us with this. We'll take this last super chat and then we're gonna head off. This is from Nihal Kukani. Cristiano Ronaldo to King and Brownhill to Foden for a -4. I like it. I like it, but you have to accept that you're not going to be able to get Ronaldo back. That's the biggest problem. If you're happy to not get Ronaldo back, I think King and Foden are both really good options going forward. I prefer King to Bernardo. Yeah. The stats are better. I think there's bigger upside with him. But like I said, you'll be going without Ronaldo for some good games.
I agree 100% with what you just said.
Wow. What an end. What an end to the stream.
And this is why the midweek game week is insane, because we have just agreed.
I know. Emu Show says, Az couldn't wait to jump off the stream. That is completely not true. I would happily sit here.
He hates talking to me. He hates it.
That is a complete lie. I would sit here all day talking to you about FPL, Sam. It is one of the highlights of my week. But yeah, like I said, I've got half an hour to get all the graphics done for Team News, so I need to start. Mansage Jane says, what books do you read, Az? There are so many behind you on your bookshelf. Fantasy books. I'm a nerd. Got some Brandon Sanderson up there. Game of Thrones. Patrick Rothfuss. That kind of thing is what I read. Haiku News says, brilliant content, Az and Sam. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Belfast Brunch says, Pookie party tonight? Question mark. I'll leave you that, Sam. What do you reckon, Pookie?
Well, yeah.
That's it. Let's end it there. Sam says yes to Pookie. Beautiful.
Love it. Why not? He's going to play. It's the games in a bit. Like,
I can't believe you haven't talked about him on this stream yet.
To be honest, Az, there's been far too many other things going on. We've had to spend all of our time talking about Ronaldo and Manchester United and if Spurs is on. So Pookie, bless him, he's gone well under the radar. And when he braces tonight, we'll all go... Why don't we get on the Pookie train?
Pookie. And that gif will come out. And
yeah, he'll be dancing.
Lovely stuff. Right, Sam, thank you so much. I'll probably speak to you again on Friday. Do another one of these.
Yeah,
head of Game Week 18. But yeah, good luck, everyone. Tune in to Neil and I doing Team News in half an hour. Yeah, I think Ted sums it up. Good luck. That's what we need. A lot of
you
good
too,
fortune.
Ted. You too.